12:17 a.m., and it should come as no surprise to you that that is local time. Hee-hee! And even that might be a lie. If you take a look at your clock at home, you'll notice that it is 19:30 UTC, which means it's time for another episode of Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe, I'm the chairman of this committee, and what do I think we're going to do today? Well, I don't know. I got the sniffles. It's a dark and drizzly day. It has been raining a little bit, not rainy, just little bits of water falling out of the sky. I'll take it though, because we need that moisture for mushrooms. So what are we going to do? Well, I don't know. Actually, I think maybe we should go out. I don't think it's raining right now, so we might be able to get away with hauling around some electronic equipment in the forest. So let's go outside and see what we can find. Oh yes, and here we are. And as I get out of my car, I'm beginning to wonder if this was a good idea or not. Of course, it wasn't raining at my house at all. But once I got here, here being Herrenhaven, there started to be big fat drops plopping on my windshields and stuff. The irony is I'm probably not even, well, actually I know I'm a little bit more than a mile away from my house, but such are the inconsistencies of weather. So I'm walking around the building, looking under the shed, and I do not see any Matis under the shed. So, oh well. I wonder how this plan will work out. The plan here being that, in actuality, it is very late in the afternoon, local time. I'm not sure exactly what time it is. It's about, 4:45 p.m. or so. And being as it's been a very dark and drizzly day, it's extremely overcast. And so I'm kind of wondering, I wonder if some animals will think that it is nighttime now, and maybe it's dusk, and maybe they'll come out 2 hours early or so. And so that's what we're doing. And I felt a big raindrop just land on my head. Okay. So, even though we have lots of batteries, if for some reason this narrative should come to an immediate halt, you can blame a short circuit. You can blame water on the equipment. Although it's not really raining all that hard. It is a bit cold. I've got my jacket on, and I'm lurking through the forest looking for dudes. I don't see anything, I don't smell anything. But hey, so far so good. When are we going to see some scratties? Are we going to see some scrats today? I don't know. Oh, one thing I should mention is that I am sort of having a bizarre day. I woke up really, really early, shortly before dawn, and I couldn't go back to sleep. So I stayed up for a little while, and then I went to the store, and I took a strange roundabout way to the store, and I saw two turkeys. One of them was a male in full strut. He was all puffed out and had his tail feathers all fanned, and he was pretty awesome. I couldn't get any photos, of course, and at least I got to see some turkeys. It is starting to rain much harder. It's picking up. And I'm just about to the boardwalk. Doh! Alright, so what am I going to do? Are we going to turn around and run for cover? Or are we going to keep going? I'm going to try to shield some of this equipment as we walk out to the boardwalk. What do I see out here? Oh, there's a couple of geese hanging out. And that's about it. Oh, I see some other geese kind of out in the water. There's some up close to the shore here. Well, there's a couple more over there. And yep, it's raining pretty good now. I'm going to turn right back around and head back into the forest. Oh boy. Yeah, it's starting to rain even harder now. And I'm wondering if I'm going to have to stop this broadcast in order to save the equipment. Oh, yeah, it's, yeah, well, this was a great idea, Tobe. All right. Well, I just ran my eye into a stick. In an effort to stay dry, we are going to have to go somewhere else. Now, it's going to take me a while to get back to my car and to get somewhere dry. But to you, it will only seem like 3 seconds. So let's count it off with me. 3, 2, 1, 0. And my name is Tobe. Wow, that was a real cloudburst there. By the time I got back into my car, wow, the skies just really opened up and they dumped rain down hard. And it was still raining super duper hard as I pulled into my garage. And by the time I got out of the car, changed into dry clothes, and heated up my tea in the microwave, it has stopped raining. And it's completely, you know, still again outside. You know, your typical super spring cloudburst. However, I'm not going to go back out. I think I'm in for the day. I'm glad we got that rain, though. It really wasn't very much. But we need that rain for fungal growth. We need some mushrooms. So, you know, keep bringing on the rain. I like the rain. But the big question is, now what are we going to do for the rest of the day? Oh, who knows? May I help you? Oh my god. I hope so. We have a little problem here that just happened. Oh, ow. Oh my god, this is so stupid. But this is the kind of thing that happens to me. Because it's been a little bit colder these last couple days and I was really used to the warm weather. Oh, I'm having muscle problems now. Here's what happened. I took a short break so that I could take a sip of tea and do some stuff. And when I went to drink my tea, I aspirated some of it and I started coughing. And while I was coughing, I pulled my back. Oh, and it really hurts. And I know this is the stupidest injury ever. And if you're a regular listener to this show, you are aware that this happens sometimes. I can sneeze and mess my back up. So now I have all these bizarre muscle spasms in my back. So, oh, it kind of throws off any other plans that we had for today, which we didn't really have much of anything planned. Oh my god. And so I'm kind of messed up now. Oh my god. Stupidest injury ever. This is definitely a Tobe injury. Only this can happen to me. So in the meantime, I have taken a lot of analgesics. I've taken a bunch of Tylenol and I've taken some ibuprofen. And the next thing we need to do is to get in the bathtub. And it's not super bad, but oh, it's bad enough that I gotta be careful. I don't want to wear my brace today, so we're leaving the studio. Oh, who's this? Oh, hi. Well, hello. What are you doing? Oh, somebody who is furry is making me follow her. Oh, yes. Hi. Well, I think I know where we're going. You don't want to look out the window? Good, because we're not going to open the door today because it's too cold and it's raining. Well, what are you doing? Oh, do you want some kitty water? Somebody wants some kitty water in her kitty cup. So we pick up the cup, pour out all the old water, fill the new cup up with some yummy kitty water, because that's what kitties like. You want some kitty water? Here you go. Put the kitty water cup back on the floor. Ow. Bending over wasn't such a great idea. I laugh at my pain. Okay, so into the bathroom we go, where we already have the bathtub filling up with water. Oh my. This is never good. Oh, I must be the only person in the world able to injure themselves while sneezing or coughing or doing something stupid. Okay, so here I am sitting in my bathtub, and I've got one of my wind-up boats, and the jet boat is still sitting here. Ooh, daddy. Okay. Turn the water off here. And this is the tricky part where we try to lean back. Yeah, okay. I think I'm good for a minute. Is this helping? I don't know yet. I think so. I'm just going to go ahead and say yes, because the power of positive thinking, blah, blah, blah. And in the meantime, I'm going to wind up one of my boats. Do-do-do-do-do. Wind-up boats are pretty fun, especially when you have to spend as much time in the bathtub as I do. Okay, here we go. Yeah, all right. Oh, at some point in time, we should have a race between my jet boat and these wind-up boats. I don't know how we're going to pull that off, but ew, it could be interesting. All right. And now that we're stuck in the bathtub for the next hour or however long it's going to take, now what do we talk about? Well, I think we need to discuss the state of F1 racing. As you know, the race is tonight. Yeah. As you know, there's been a big shakeup in the F1 racing world. And that is, there's a new formula. If you've ever wondered what F1 stands for, it's Formula One. And you know that. And the formula is essentially the rules and regulations for, you know, building these cars. And for the last couple of years, I haven't liked F1 cars because they don't look right. They don't look like race cars. They look like, I don't know, weird rails with wheels. They don't make any sense. But it's all over. That's right. They changed the formula for this year. And that's really one of the big stories. The other big story is that Nico Rosberg, he retired. He won the championship last year and then just said, I'm done. And I don't blame him because, you know, he made so much freaking money that, you know, he never has to work again. And we'll get back to that in a minute. But returning to the subject of the cars, the cars look considerably different this year, and they look so much better. They look like race cars again. The wing is down low. They changed the angle of the front end. They widened the stance. They put bigger tires on it. It's a beautiful thing. I really like them.
And so, I've been for the last couple of nights, I've been watching practice, and last night I watched qualifying, and right now I'm going to drink some tea. It's so good. I love to drink tea. And I can hear some rumbling outside, which means my cat is running up and down the stairs. Which means any minute now she's probably going to start sticking her paws under the bathroom door to try to pull my clothes under the door. I left my shirt a little bit too close to the door, so that's probably going to end up out in the hall. So anyway, like I said, I've been watching the practice runs, and the only thing that I don't like about the cars is they've added what is known as a shark fin. And a shark fin is this lateral fin that basically stretches from the back of the cockpit to the wing, the back of the car. And this is something that they adopted from one of the Le Mans cars. Which one was it? I think it's the GPLM cars or the prototypes or something. And I don't like the shark fin because when you see the cars from the side, I don't know, they don't look like cars. They just look like this. They look like fish. And I don't know. Race cars are not supposed to look like fish. And I realize that fish are very aerodynamic, or at least, aquadynamic, which translates to aerodynamic because a fluid is a fluid. But that's the one thing I don't like about the cars, which is okay. Maybe I'll get used to it. So what? Oh yeah. So Nico Rosberg, he retired. He won the big championship and he retired. And he is the teammate of Lewis Hamilton, the A number one guy that everybody loves, and he's the man, and he's the fastest cat on the planet. And he's an incredible driver. And he wears, 6-carat diamond earrings. You've seen this guy. He's super duper famous. And so Lewis Hamilton no longer has a teammate. And so they had to get him a new one. And who did they get? They got Valtteri Bottas. Now, what does this all mean? Well, what it means is this. If you're a regular listener to my show, you are perfectly well aware that I have an F1 fantasy racing league in which I compete against my cat, Pippa. And as you know, Pippa has Hamilton as her driver. Why does she have Hamilton? Because Hamilton's name is abbreviated HAM, Ham, on all the on-screen statistics and record-keeping, visual aids. And so it says Ham right on there. My cat loves Ham so much that, of course, she's going to pick the driver named Ham. Duh. Now, for years, I always have been taking Valtteri Bottas as my driver. Why? Because his name abbreviated is BOT, Bot, which is backwards for Tobe. Have some more tea here. And T backwards is after extra time, something you see on football statistics. But that's neither here nor there. So, I've always, being as Hamilton is the best driver and he's so fast and he's so crazy good, I've always lost my fantasy racing league against my cat to an embarrassing extent because Hamilton is so good that, usually by the fourth or fifth race of the season, she's so far ahead that my cat is so far ahead in our fantasy league that I can't ever catch up and I lose embarrassingly so. Well, now Bottas is on the same team as Hamilton. Yeah. And what this means is Bottas now has the same, essentially the same equipment, the same car as Lewis Hamilton. And last night in qualifying, oh my God, Bottas was crushing it. And he was zoom, zoom, zoom. And he was doing so good. He set a lap record, and he went first, and he just blew everybody out of the water, and he was the fastest time in practice. And then qualifying came along, and he did the same thing. He set an even faster speed, 1:22 in Australia. Just crazy, crazy times. And then, of course, you know, it was great because during his qualifying lap, he came flying across the finish line, and he went straight to number one. And I was like, yes, I might actually beat my cat in my fantasy Formula One league. Then, of course, seconds later, Lewis Hamilton comes flying across the the finish line, and he's just a hair faster. We're talking like a couple of tenths. Oh, it was awesome. So they were 1 and 2, which is good. And then, strangely enough, oh, who was it? Was it Sebastian Vettel? One of the Ferrari drivers, he actually managed to split them. Meaning, he crossed the line and he had a time between Hamilton's and Bottas's. And so, actually, Bottas got pushed back to third place. And the reason that's a big deal is Ferrari didn't have a car on the front row for any races last year. Which is embarrassing for Ferrari, because, you know, they're supposed to be so great and all. And so, yeah. And if you don't know, F1, the front row is basically the first two positions. In Formula One, the cars line up in rows of two, as opposed to like the Indy 500 where they line up in rows of three. So qualifying was awesome. Grosjean, driving for the American team Haas, he clocked a sixth place qualification, if I remember. It was fifth, but then he got bumped by Max Verstappen, who I hate, boo, because I hate all Red Bull things, and I hate Max Verstappen because he's just an overreacting, emotional idiot. He'll be great someday, but not now. Drinking tea in the tub, my favorite thing to do. Delicious. And so, the race will start with Hamilton and on the pole position, and then our Ferrari boy in second, and then Bottas right behind. Right behind Hamilton in third. And I think the other Ferrari is starting in fourth. So it could be an interesting start of the race. And that's the other thing that might be bad. With these new cars, there might be even more parity than usual. And so there might not be a lot of passing, if any, in these races. So they might just be a, you know, 150-mile-an-hour parade. Which is sort of the annoying thing about Formula One these days. But, you know, I'm trying to remain optimistic. Optimistic because with Bottas being on the same team as Hamilton and getting all the same equipment, and, you know, their team's cars are so fast. They're the fastest cars. I might not embarrass myself in my fantasy league against my cat. Oh, I'm pretty sure my cat's still going to win. And the worst part of it is, if later in the season things are kind of equal between Bottas and Hamilton, you know, these guys will be subject to team orders, meaning the team is going to eventually tell Bottas, let Hamilton buy you, you know, because this is team racing. It's not every man for himself. So this year, it's possible that, you know, I will probably lose to my cat again, but it won't be such a horrible margin. We should place a wager. I should bet my cat that I finish within, you know, just a few places of her, because it's gonna be so exciting. I'm so happy. Oh, my back is starting to feel better. This tea is super good. Everything's coming up roses. And that's the other thing. Man, I got the race is on tonight. It's in Australia, and it will be broadcast live, so it'll be on like midnight or 1 a.m. local time for me, and that's no problem. I'm always up that late. So I'll be watching the race with my cat. The only downside to that is there's a couple of movies on tonight on TCM. Actually, one is on earlier, so I won't have to worry about switching channels back and forth. But Arsène Lupin is on tonight. One of my all-time favorite classic gentleman thief movies with John and Lionel Barrymore. In later incarnations, David Niven actually plays Lupin. And speaking of David Niven and Gentleman Thieves, the Pink Panther is also on tonight, shortly before Arsène Lupin. So apparently it's Gentleman Thief night. And then late tonight on TCM Underground is one of my favorite terrible movies of all time, Houssou, sometimes known as House in English. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobo, you love House. It's your favorite medical mystery drama. No, not that House. Hugh Laurie is not in this movie. This movie, Houssou, and I highly recommend watching this at some point in time. You can probably stream it. It's a real B-movie piece of junk, so it's got to be out there somewhere. Houssou is a Japanese movie where, you know, half a dozen girls have to basically go stay in a, I think it's one of the girls' grandmother's houses or her aunt's house or something, but they have to go stay in a haunted house overnight. Oh, I've talked about this movie before. It's super cheesy. All the girls are basically archetypes, or even stereotypes for that matter. And the special effects are just the cheesiest, stupidest thing you've ever seen. It's so great. Oh, it's just, it's a wreck. It's a train wreck. But it's hilarious. Oh, what day is this? It's time for me to say something like, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. My name's Tobe. I'm sitting in the bathtub trying to get my back to relax. I think it's starting to work. And is it Sunday? If so, if today is in fact Sunday, stay tuned, because coming up right after me is Tales from the SYL Ranch. And listening to the intro music always makes me want to stab a beach ball. Ask me about that reference later. And we're going to get some more Hitchhiker's Guide today, so I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
It's 20 hours.